Blog Talk Radio.
Shut my door. Thank you. Joe! Joe!
Kind of take off. Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Like they really with me.
Make sure them doors downstairs
locked. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved.
Shut that door. Don't open that door tomorrow. Shut it.
I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight up and they say I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes, spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes, spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
Hey, 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 that's Loose Cannon Gang. I've been new. Loose Cannon Gang. Gang. I've been new. I had a black mama moment, right? So when I originally started the show, I hit the mute button. But when the music came on, the mute button kicked off, and you guys heard me talking in the background, screaming in the background. As black mamas do, I'm in a big-ass house. So, you know, I have to yell out to where I'm from, where I'm doing the podcast at, to where they at. So excuse my black moment, but thank you for tuning in this Sunday to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. I have my super awesome co-host James on the line. How are you doing, James?
Hello, how you doing? And a person like me is used to that black mama moment, so it doesn't faze me. So I'm used to that. I'm used to that. When I heard that, I thought, oh, that sounds familiar. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
I looked at the thing, and I was like, oh, shoot, the mute kicked off. Okay, that was crazy.
Yeah.
So
now,
I don't make
get,
it a habit.
You get your ass. Yeah, get your ass. Yeah, get your ass in that room. You don't want me to.
I'm, I'm used to putting the mute on two things.
I know.
So if I miss one.
Yes.
But I missed it tonight. I missed the bar, you know, tonight. It's okay.
It happens. Just had to make sure
that, you know, everything is locked up in the house. And,
yes, good. Everything,
you know, you guys heard my awesome toddler. Like one night I'm going to let him, you know, come and talk. He's so freaking awesome, dude. So,
yeah,
you know, he can just sit in there and then I can hear him say, you know, yo, toodles or something like that. And you kind of laugh because, you know, you sit and you watch these kids grow and they become so amazing. And, you know, I think it's interesting that the things that they are interested in, you know, you kind of like, okay, you know, like this is what he's going to like or that's what he's going to like. So I think it's really amazing.
Yeah.
And this morning I got up and he was in the living room and he wasn't feeling well at all. He was sick. And so his brother was sneezing and he says, "Bless you, Zoe." His brother's 16, he's 3. He says, "Bless you, Zoe." And then he sneezed again. He said, "Bless you again." And it was just the sweetest thing ever. And I was like, "Oh my God, he's so freaking awesome." Like, you know, that's just him.
It's
so awesome, dude.
I saw that tweet.
I can never get mad at him.
Yeah.
Right. I can never get mad at him for long. They're like, "He's so spoiled." I'm like, "No, but he's actually a good kid." If a kid reacts or a kid does something and you react to the extreme the first time or even the second time, they're not going to learn. They're not going to learn not to do it. They're going to learn that you're very extreme. You know what I'm saying? So I think parenting has a lot to do with the person, you know, like all of that being extreme and over the top. You know, I once was that person because that's what I came from. But then I had to learn, like, you know, you don't really have to be extreme all the time. Sometimes you just be like, whatever. And it's a part of growing. And it's just like, okay, you don't let it bother you. And sometimes people will try to keep pushing your buttons when you don't let it bother you. But I digress. I had an awesome week. I got plenty of rest. I am back out on leave from my job. It was very stressful and overwhelming. And, you know, I had to make a decision. Like, no amount of money is worth, you know, me stressing, me, you know, being sick, you know, losing anything. So, you know, I'm going to be the bigger person and take it however it goes. And just, you know, kind of remove myself from toxic environments. And I really just can't wait to tell the story. It's just so much that I can't say right now. But I definitely will, because the disappointment is major. So I definitely want to talk about that one day. But, yeah, I'm home, and I'm getting ready for Thanksgiving, and that's Thursday. And Lord knows, I really don't feel like cooking, but you know when you cook,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I don't want to lose your train of thought.
No.
But go ahead, when you cook, and then I'll express myself. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't feel like cooking. But when my son, my oldest son especially, is used to me cooking for every holiday. It's like, oh, I gotta cook.
What happens when you cook?
I don't
good?
Feel like.
Happens when you're too good.
I don't know about all that. I don't know how this is going to turn out.
I was discussing this with Ms. V. Of course, you know Ms. V because you've been on the show. And she agreed with me. I want to ask you, is it me or did Thanksgiving come quicker than usual? You see what I'm saying? Because usually it's the last Thursday of the month. Now, technically, we have practically 5 weeks this month, because there's the 30th, the following Thursday is the 30th. So I was like, because I remember, yo, it hit me like a ton of bricks a week ago, because, like, I'm looking on around, I don't know how it is down there in Atlanta, but up here in New York City, they can't wait to put up all this Christmas shit around, and I'm like, and I don't want to sound like a Scrooge or nothing, it's just like, yo, like, let's slow down. You know this Thanksgiving, right? You're like, you see nothing about Thanksgiving. Nothing. Nothing about Thanksgiving. It's like, okay, let's skip that. Let's talk about Black Friday, and let's talk about Christmas, but not Christmas in a good way. Christmas just to, hey, buy this shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I found out, oh, well, at least Thanksgiving's 2 weeks away, a little more than 2 weeks. And then I said, hold up. I looked at the calendar. I was like, holy shit, it's next week. This is last week. Well, I was, oh, my gosh. So I said, what the hell? I said, yo, that is too, that I don't, I don't get me wrong, I love Thanksgiving. Because, you know, as far as the family aspect, we all know the bullshit
right.
about Thanksgiving. But I'm talking about the getting together, eating, you know, that shit. I love that shit. You know what I mean?
I don't feel like it. Like, I am so close to being out of this first trimester. And, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The timing,
like,
huh?
It's rough. It's rough. You know, you're just tired and you're exhausted and you don't want to.
So you don't catch a break because you're pregnant? Like, no one else, someone can't take the duties of cooking or something?
Well, okay, so my best friend, I told her, like, you know, she is very well in the loop, and I was telling her that I didn't want to cook. So she is coming down, but the flights were so high that she can't come
Ooh.
Until after Thanksgiving. So she's coming. She's coming, like, a couple days after Thanksgiving, and she'll be here for, like, a week. But, of course, you know, with everything going on. And that's just, like, here's the thing about a true friend. No matter what you're going through, no matter how often you don't, we can go, and we're both Aquariuses. So, you know, we're like
okay.
that. We can go, like, 7-8
wow.
months and not talk. And then, you know, we'll talk, you know, often.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we may fall out, but whenever it is like I'm going through something, she will get to Atlanta.
cool.
will get to Atlanta. She will get in my head.
Mm-hmm.
She will point
Good.
Me in a different
Good.
Direction, you know, like just true to the core friends. So, and when she's
that's
here,
cool.
I don't have to cook. So that's the good thing.
Nice. Nice. Just not on Thanksgiving.
She was like, I'm trying, and she just couldn't. So I just appreciate her coming, period, because I'm like, friend, I'm
sure.
just tired of cooking. <You know? laughs> And she's like, okay, so what do you want me to do? I'm like, I just need a break, you know? A couple days where I don't have to worry about, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and I can just kind of be lazy for a second, you know? But
yeah,
the time
I think
is perfect
that.
Because I'll be coming out of I'm very close to coming out of this first trimester, and it's just like I'm ready. Because
mm-hmm.
at that point, you know, the little critter is created, and then you can just grow, you know? This sucks for me.
Well, I can only imagine. That's why I have all respect in the in the world for women going through that, I would have been a lesbian if I was a woman. Let me ask you, is the due date in June, if my calculations are correct? Is it June? Will it be June?
Yeah, it's June.
Okay, cool. So I can still do math. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it's in June. It's actually, like, the very end of June, July 1st, but it's going to be, like,
really?
The 20-something or something like that because they plan on taking the baby. So, you know, when you're, setting up those surgeries, they kind of give you a date when they're going to do what they're going to do. So give you, you know, I won't get an exact date for a couple more months, but, yeah,
okay.
like the 20-something. So I'll have, like, June. And then I'll have one in July, and I have one in August.
It sounds like to me you're having a C-section is what it sounds like to me. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Well, I like I said, like women like you, all women around the world, no matter what background, I have all the respect for you going through all that because I cannot imagine a living being growing inside in me. And, I know. And especially if you do natural, no man should see that slice of heaven be torn apart like that.
Right.
No.
Well, it's
simply
amazing, and that's
what
we're put here for.
Yes, in all seriousness, it is truly amazing. It is a gift from God. It really is. It's just amazing.
this is the sad part. People have to ask you, are you happy or sad when you have a child? And, you know, and that's like the day and age that we live in. It's like some people, like, aren't really happy. It's like, really, it's nothing that you shoot for or nothing that you plan for. But when it happens, it happy. Just happens. So you're like, you know, I'm not going to be upset. Yeah. Like, you know, it's always a greater plan. But then that leads us to the question for tonight. How soon is too soon to move on after a breakup? Like, this question, you know, it riddles me because, you know, I used to have an ex, and as soon as we would, like, as soon as he would be mad at me, he would, like, be up under somebody else, like, in the next couple of days, to the point that I knew he was doing it to get under my skin.
Sure.
He was doing it to get attention. You know, at some point. But it was like, dude, are you kidding me? Like, you know, as soon as we break up, you with somebody else. So, you know, then you have people that, you know, wait months before they're with somebody else. So here's the reason that I came up with this topic. Okay.
Sure.
So, I was dating Dr. B, and Dr. B and I were very, you know, we were open, so I thought, you know, and Dr. B ended up doing something that caused me to leave him, and the whole time I kept saying, you know, hey, you know, give me closure, let's talk about it. So it's like you do something terribly wrong to your girl, and then you just say, hey, I apologize, you don't deserve it, and then that's it. Like, you don't, you know, she's like, well, okay, let's talk about this. Let's, you know, elaborate on this situation. I need closure. And it's like he purposely was like, closure for what? Where are you going? And, you know, some people feel themselves a little bit more than others. And I guess, like, they don't really get, you know, how I am. Because this is Atlanta. So you have, you know, so-called dime pieces that, you know, will humble their self, but you know, a little boy wants a dime. A real man wants a bill. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm more like a $100 bill. I'm all the way around it. No, I may not be skinny. No, I don't like weave anymore. Like, I'm a different person. I've grown into myself finally. And I've grown to be comfortable with who I am. So that means that I actually attract a different type of person. And here's the thing, I started growing my dreads right when I started dating him. And a man of his caliber, he preferred dreads over weave. People like that prefer natural over, you know, bundles and so on and so forth. But then you go to, like, you know, the baby daddy, you know, he want bundles and all of that extra shit. And here's the thing, when I started doing it and putting my lashes on, I really didn't feel right, you know, like I've outgrown that phase. So needless to say, we're going back to the subject. I got a little sidetracked. So for like, you know, like a 2 months, like I guess I was asking him, like, provide me closure. I don't want to feel like this. Like I'm hurt. I'm forever changed. And one thing that I don't do is when I'm done with one relationship, I always give myself time. And before I'm in another relationship, because I want to make sure that I don't take any baggage to the next relationship. And so, you know, I'm close to 2 months passed, but then that's when me and my friend, my son, my child's dad, that's when we rekindled our situation during this time. And so, you know, conversations and so on and so forth to, you know, him being here. And you know, then come my baby. Now, of course, this is like, you know, a pop-up, a plot, or whatever. This is not something that I was shooting for. But Dr. B is not talking to me. Dr. B is so upset with me that, I mean, literally, like, he has me blocked in every way known to man. And he's like, well, you need to go run off and be with that dude that you ran to. You know, like, you go run to another dude because, you know, of what we're going through, then go be with him. It's, you know, the that song, Future on Jumpman, you know, when he talked all that crap, Sierra, And she went and he said in the song, he said, I know I'm going to get my bitch back. Like, it kind of felt like he knew in his heart that he was going to get me back. And, you know, the situation went completely left. So as a man, we know how men are, he is hurt. He is like, okay, you went and had a whole baby with somebody. You know, even though I wasn't right, even though I messed up, even though this and even though that, what is the expectation of men? Like, how soon is too soon for somebody to move on?
Now, let me ask before I give my thoughts. How long was it after you got with another man, after you broke up with this doctor?
Like, 2 months, something like that.
And how long were you together?
Who, me and the doctor?
Yeah, you mean the doctor. Yeah, you and the doctor. Yeah, correct.
I'm going to say less than a year.
All right, so to me, if it was less than a year, so would you say around 9 months, 10 months together? Is that fair to say?
I would say 6 or 7.
Oh, even less. Oh, well, in that case, to me,
right.
What you did was fine. No, seriously. I'm not just saying that because I'm on the show. You're the host. I feel that, in my opinion, the way I think, it's a matter of how long y'all been together. To me, like, if you've been together for years, then I can understand. Okay, ease off the brakes a little bit, and maybe take, you know. And even as a man, to feel like, look, you know, especially how did it end or whatever. To me, also, how long it took. How long was the relationship, and how did it end? Did it end cordial? Was it a complete 180? Was it a complete, you know, out of chaos? You know, a lot of those things come to play. And sometimes they'll make you want to not even think about getting with another person just yet. Now, there's some people that they don't give a crap and don't, okay, whatever. I don't care if it was 6 months, 6 years, 16 years, right away, I'm going to find somebody. Now, to me, if you already got somebody, that means you were playing this on the low. That's how I feel.
Right.
If you got right away, it's like, okay, well, come on. I mean, I'm not saying you can't get somebody else, but it's either one or two things. You were doing this on the low, or you just never gave a shit in the first place. Like, you already were like, well, I didn't give a fuck, whatever. I would just tag it along or whatever. So to me, in my book,
right.
If it was a long period of time, and when I say a long period of time, I would say, because even if it was only 2 years, I would get, okay, well, maybe you wait a few months, you know. But if we're talking about like a long, like maybe five plus and on, maybe, especially when it goes double.
But men don't think that way. Like, not to cut you off,
men don't think
that way. Because
most men don't.
Not like the first time in my life that this has happened. And here's the thing,
true.
He was very vocal. You know, he told me he loved me, you know, those type of things that, you know, he did present to me in this course of the situation, but he cheated. He cheated.
Oh,
so at that point, it was like, how can you cheat when you didn't have a reason to cheat? Because we already agreed that we would not do anything separate. We would do it together. And on top of that, hey, it's the understanding. Okay, I like women, so it is what it is. But if you don't want me to be with a man, you don't want me to touch a man, you don't want me to deal with a man.
I didn't instantly
go and deal with somebody else. I relaxed for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I got my mind right.
Yeah.
It wasn't like okay, screw you. It was I'm hurt. It was, you know, forget men. It was, you know, focused on what I'm doing. And therefore, at that point, I actually started writing my fourth book. Because I actually have another book that I've already started writing. I jumped off of that book, and then this other book came up.
Mm.
And so when you're a writer, I think timing is everything on when you're going to put something out. And you just let it be natural. So this other book that I'm working on, I know it's going to be something controversial, but it's just not the timing yet for it. You know, like maybe it's the words, maybe, you know, it's the experience.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was just, you know, not the time. So I started working on the fourth book at that time because whenever I'm going through things, then I'll sit down and I'll write. And when I'm writing, I will, you know, just focus on me. And then, you know, my ex came around. And so here's the thing. I know I shouldn't have been dealing with my ex. He really was like something like, you're here. I know he was genuine. I know that he was cool. But I really shouldn't have been dealing with him because I actually stopped dealing with his type of man, you know, his type of person. And I had already changed where I'm going and where I'm at and all of the above. But I still did it out of a lot of different things other than what I should have been doing. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm pregnant now based on a decision that I made that I knew I shouldn't have made. Deep down inside, like I know that he shouldn't have been here. You know what I'm saying? Like I know that. And my friends, my very close friends, like they know that. You know, some things you don't tell to certain people because, you know, you don't want to sit around and have a conversation and then everything comes out. You know, your friend talking to your dude and then, you know, she, you know, I know, you know, talking about everything. But my true close friends, that's who pulling me through this situation right now because, you know, I would beat myself up for some time. You know, I mean, I really was. I mean, I was silent. I mean, I really was, you know, I was in it, but I wasn't in it because I know that I made a mistake. And when life goes great and life is doing what it's doing and then you get to a point where you mess up this big and you're like, I messed up because of something that I knew I shouldn't have been doing. And so I had to, I had to think about it, you know.
Sure.
So
only on live radio. Yeah.
So no.
I wish I wasn't muted. Go ahead.
I wasn't muted there.
No, I said I wish you weren't.
Huh?
I said I wish you weren't.
Oh yeah, I had to mute myself real quick. So you laughing? Like, did you seriously hear me?
No, I swear to God, I didn't hear you. I swear to God, I said I heard. I wish you did.
Oh yeah, no, I had to. No, I had to pause that one real quick.
Go ahead.
I beat myself up for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they were like, listen, you can't beat yourself up because this is just a process, you know. You never know what the outcome is going to be. You know, the outcome can be greater than, you know, what you can even imagine. You never know. You know, you have to do these things in life, and you never know what it'll take you. You know, like I had my last son, and that made me go even harder. You know, that made me say, okay, that made me grow up my thinking process. I'm tired of rent. I'm tired of going from apartment to apartment. It's time to settle down now. It's time to get your own. And that's when I purchased my home. That's when, you know, I went and, you know, I started making moves that was conducive to, you know, a grown woman as opposed to living life thinking that, you know, hey, tomorrow's not promised. I'm living for today. So needless to say, like you know, it was a bum decision. It really, really was. And I can't, like he's not a bad person, you know. He's just not in the right space for me and what I'm doing right now. And so, you know, I don't knock him, but it's even harder when, you know, you hurt people around you. And the crazy thing is that, you know, people come and like, man, you don't hurt. I'm like, dude, I didn't even know you liked me. I didn't even know you were, I was waiting, man. I knew you was dating the doctor. I was giving you some time. I'm like, so men have a problem. Men have a problem with not expressing themselves, you know? And men have this ego thing because, you know, Dr. B just knew I was coming back home. He was just like, I already know she ain't going nowhere. So I think that part slapped him in the face. Like, not only did you leave, but you went and got a whole freaking baby. And it's shocking to me. But I'm like, for me, I'm like, listen, for 6 months, and for everything that we were going through and for everything that, you know, had happened, I think waiting the month before, you know, that would have been good. You know what I'm saying? Like anything outside of 4 weeks is good. I think that, you know, sometimes I feel like just depending on, like you said, the amount of time that you're dating somebody is the amount of time that you should put in between a situation. But, you know, I mean, it wasn't a 6 solid months. You know, we didn't have, you know, a couple falling outs in the 6 months. Feel like, you know, I mean, I felt like we had a bond, but I don't feel like it was there enough for me to say, okay, I don't want to do nothing else, right? And so, like, I'm a different breed. I'm not like these other people. And you have to put in work to get into my mind, to be into my life, you know? And if you feel like your presence or your penis is that good that you will keep my attention, then you have the wrong idea with me. If you don't put in work, if you don't put in that mental work until you break me down, until I'm doing things that I wouldn't normally do, then you're not there. So
sure.
I think that was our issue. But for me, I feel like anything over a month, you can't really complain. And if there's something like super huge that happens, like someone, like how can you cheat on someone that you don't have to cheat on? So if you would lie about something like that, you would lie about something greater. So that's really like a demise, right? But I would at least want to be friends and not just be like, you know, I wouldn't want to be like, oh, okay, yeah, no, we don't talk at all, or no, you know, I mean, I really would want us to, you know, be okay, but apparently I'm the only one.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, well, that's a shame, you know. Like I said, you know, you would think things would be, like I said, it depends how it ended and stuff like that, but to me, he has, for him to act the way he acted, especially when he cheated, it's like, well, he that contradict, I don't know, it's like, it makes no damn sense to me. It really doesn't. So you shouldn't be angry, especially when y'all broke up. It's not like, well, I don't know, it's just stupid. It doesn't make no damn sense to me. Make no damn sense.
Y'all men,
it's,
you know how y'all
control.
Men are.
It's control. It's control. It's like I said. Yeah. I've said this the last few shows when I've been on. It's the ego, definitely the ego, and control. You don't want to picture any other motherfucker, no matter what, even if it was a cordial breakup, you just don't want to see that. It's something with us having a dick or something. It really is, because it's like, we don't want that shit. Territorial. We are some territorial motherfuckers. We really are. It's just something that's in our DNA. It doesn't matter what background. You know what I'm saying? Just the way it is. It all depends on how you handle it. You know what I mean? Different men handle it different ways. You don't let it get to you.
Right.
I mean, to me, if it's cordial, like if it was cordial and y'all know it's over, you shouldn't be all, you know, your panties up in a bunch if, oh, you see her with another guy. But y'all broke up. Especially if you're the one that broke it up. You know, the man broke it up. Why you, you know, well, you expect her to be just sitting at home the rest of her life, wishing that she was with you? You know what I mean? It's totally different if, like, if you were a real man, you did your thing, and she fucked you over. Yeah, then I could see, like, oh, man, that's fucked up, you know. And even that, after a while, you have to move on from that because, well, she wasn't worth your time. It hurt.
Right.
Trust me, but, you know, you have to move on. So, like I said, I think a lot of it, it's with the ego. Some dudes, although some dudes have this bravado, they don't have that. They don't show their true selves or their self-confidence. Some of them don't have that self-confidence, although they act like they do, you see. So when they see that, it's almost like, oh, what's up with this? So in a way, they're kind of showing, well, you can see it's two ways. Either they're too controlling or they're not as a confident person as you thought they were. You see what I'm saying? They have a little, like, self-doubt. And, you know, and especially, like I said, if y'all broke up in a mutual way. I don't understand why. I would say this if a woman did this. Like, well, y'all broke up. Like, well, how long, you know, now, if it was a little too short, like within that same week, you see them with somebody right away. Okay, maybe I can understand, like, okay, what's up with this? Was this going on the whole time? But if a lot of time went by, you know, and then you happen, oh, how you doing? Because it always happens to all of us. Let's be honest. We always bump into our ex somehow. It seems like God likes to entertain himself. So let's see what happens when I make it
right.
happen. And then it's always that, oh, you know, that awkward, oh, you know. So what you doing? You know, and you trying to, no
like
matter what's going on.
Like,
oh,
he came in shooting.
I'm good.
He came in shooting, like shooting bullseyes, okay? Like,
oh,
he came through the door
daggers,
with
huh?
that strong,
daggers, huh?
strong semen. He had been eating right. Oh. He wasn't eating out. You know, he was all chiseled up. You know, he was on a whole nother
damn.
Vibe. And therefore, his
sperm was
extremely strong. Because we haven't had sex countless of times prior to now. But the difference is, you know, as many times we slept with each other, you know, back in the day, you know, he never came inside of me. He always pulled out. Very strong pull-out game, no matter what. And then it was, you was pulling out. This time you came through the door, you know, shooting the target.
Yeah.
Lena, you know, I mean, and he
shooting
was like, literally, the conception date that they gave me, like, they were saying, like, around the time I was ovulating, was like when he first came here. I'm like, dude,
wow.
How did this man just come in here and just shoot me down?
Can I ask you a question? And you don't have to answer it, because I respect, you know, your personal life. Now, when he came there, whose idea was you? Obviously, it was yours because he came to your place, right? So you allowed that, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I allowed that. Like,
was
you
it?
Know, okay. So, like I said, like I had changed for the last 4 years or so. I changed the type of dude that I entertained, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
And you know, no matter what type of dude you're dealing with, you got to have your own issues, your own problems. But I just really stopped dating people that was of the streets. Like, I just completely stopped. And you know, when he talked to me, you know, there was some things going on, and he and I were like, even when we were communicating before, we would deal with each other, and with my work schedule and his work schedule, you know, it can be distance in between us. He could be gone doing shows. I could be gone, you know, filming or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And it was just nothing. And then when he came back, you know, or I came back, we could hit each other up, and it can be months, like 3-4 months, and then it's all good. You know, just because of our schedules and because of the lifestyle that I was living, I really wasn't on that type of time. But he was forthcoming and very honest, you know what I'm saying, with me in the situation and about the life, the way that the life that I was living. And so, you know, I respected him. He gained respect from me back then. And so at this time, you know, things were a little different in his life, definitely different in my life. And, you know, I mean, I think I hung on to that. And so I hung on to the fact of, you know, the changes, because I thought that he was, like, moving in the same direction that I was, as I was, like, from our old selves, you know, to our newly developed selves. But shortly after, I seen that that was not the case. So when that's not the case, then it's like all bets is off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not one of those females that's like, okay, you're here now, or oh, okay, the penis is good, or okay, this is who you are. Like, I don't care who you are. I'm going to hold you to the same standard as everybody else. So because the expectations were off, I think it kind of threw some stuff off. And, you know, I mean, it's a lot of stuff, like, I really can't say, and I haven't said to anybody, but the people that are very close to me, two people that are very close to me, And it's just like things kind of got off, but I think you know what I'm saying, as my best friend said, you kind of got to pay closer attention. You know, you can't just go off a person's words. You got to let a person show you. But in this situation, you couldn't show me without being around me. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, he's not a bad dude. He's just not the type of person that I'm dealing with. So, you know, you got, you know, awesome people that, you know, I have been involved with. You know, I was with one person, you know, off and on for 3 years, and he was super amazing. And, you know, me having this child with him would have meant more than anything in the world to me, because he was there for me when I had nothing, when I was making the transition. And that would have meant everything in the world, but that didn't happen. And, you know, me dating Dr. B, you know, he was cool and we had understanding, but even knowing if I had this child with Dr. B, I wouldn't have as much resentment, or I wouldn't feel like I would have to wonder, you know, what kind of dad is he going to be, you know? So none of those things happened. And I'm here, and I sit and wonder, you know, you got some men that swear they're great dads because they pick up their phone or they make a visit. But, you know, guess what? It takes so much to be a great parent. And the thing is, it's emotional, it's financial, you know, and it's mental. It's a lot of different things, you know. When you're saying daycare is $600 a month for the first year that they're born, $600 to $800 a month. And daycare, that's half of that. You know, you buy Pampers every week. That means that that's four packs of Pampers a month. That means that you buy two, she buy two. You know, if it's milk, that means splitting everything down the middle. That's what being a great parent is. Do I think I have that? No. but you never know. Maybe, you know, I could definitely be wrong. I could definitely be sidetracked, and it could definitely be something that I wouldn't expect to. But, I mean, that's the only thing that I can sit back and expect, the unexpected. Like, you know, maybe it's going to be something that I need it to be. But until then, I'm just going to continue focusing on my career and focusing on what I'm doing and doing me. Like, my life don't stop. And maybe that's a downfall, but it just doesn't. We had a conversation in a show about, is it wrong to date or move on when you're pregnant? You know, and everybody shared their own views, and
that's right.
Everybody had, you know, some positive things to say, and I respect everybody. But one thing I can tell you is that my hormones have tripled. Like, they are stupid. So I can tell you that I am not going to go between now and June and sit in here and tell you that I'm going to body myself and my work, and I'm not going to do it. Yeah, no.
That's what I understand, especially a pregnant woman. Yeah, especially a pregnant woman. So you're going to be like, hell,
that's not
going to
happen.
No.
I'm going to say, like, you know, me and the baby daddy, we cordial. But I had to make up my mind the other day that I don't want to deal with him like that, because I had already, you know, walked away from that. I don't want to deal with him like that. I just really don't. And he said something to me, and all I said back was, I'm over it. And I know he was like, this is bipolar. But I was just like, I'm over it. I'm just over it. Like, it's just too many things playing in my head. And, you know, when you're uncertain, you should never deal with anybody that you're uncertain about. When you have to worry and wonder and think, and listen, if a man truly loves you, he would leave room for zero uncertainty. That means you're going to know where he stands. You're going to know how it is. You're going to know exactly what you're supposed to when dealing with this person. You're not going to be uncertain about anything at all when you're dealing with a person. So for me, it's too much uncertainty, and I just walked away again. Like, I don't want to – I just really don't want to do it. So, yeah, I'm focusing on my work. And guess what? Focusing on my work got me done with book four. Oh, yeah. So it's a process once you finish these books.
Strong word second. And, see, when you have these hormones, the work ethic goes up, huh? So I gotta keep myself busy.
No, you know what? I'm the type. No. That's just me. If I'm like going through something in my life, I'll redirect my attention to a project or something like that, or like I'm about to do some other nifty stuff with the podcast. You know, we're gonna start doing webcam. And you know, we're gonna, you know, broadcast to, you know, social media while we're doing this, and you know, we're working on a theme song, and you know, it's just a lot of things that's happening. But guess what? When I'm going through stuff, it makes me really focus on what it is that I'm doing, and so I want that person that's gonna come and enhance what I'm doing, where I'm gonna still be able to work and still be able to love, not one take away from the other. Somebody that's gonna be there to push me, that your problems and your issue isn't overwhelming and it's not taking my attention from the goals that I have set forth for me. So, I mean, I'm just thankful. I started it and I just sat down one day and it was crazy. I had got breakfast, and I know I had started on book four, and so I had pulled up my text to speech. I sat in front of McDonald's, and for like an hour, I was just talking my book out for like a whole hour. You know how many words that is?
That's a lot of goddamn words. Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, and when it hit me, I'm like, I am sitting in front of McDonald's, you know, talk to text, you know, doing a little editing, you know, while I'm doing it. Yeah. And so I ended up by the time I pulled out, I had about three more paragraphs to add and then some other stuff to add and take away. And so, you know, I went back in and then, you know, I finished up what I was doing. So, you know, the process itself to release and to get it right, it's about 2 months, maybe a little bit less. So right now I'll launch sometime in January as of right now
month.
If we stay on
perfect.
Track. Perfect. Yeah, my birthday month too.
Oh,
so,
What day are you?
26.
Oh, okay, that's just after Capricorn, right? Oh, that's the considered Capricorn. Oh, okay. So we're
no, this is Aquarius, honey.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
I'm a Capricorn. Yeah, don't get it. You get it twisted. Yes. Nice.
Whoa.
So we're just a few weeks apart. Nice. Nice. Cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
Like my best friend that's coming down here this weekend that's coming up. She is an Aquarius too. She's like January 21st.
Like you were saying that, yeah.
So, yeah.
Awesome. That is awesome. So
yeah,
she rocks out. So do you see yourself as we enter 2018 is when you'll start be like, okay, time to search for somebody to love.
It's not a search for me.
It's not a search for me.
No, I actually have that field, but I haven't like made it solid yet. You know, it's not hard for me. Like me and my best friend was laughing because she was going through some stuff, and she was like, oh, yeah, he was bullshitting. So, yeah, me and such, and we just bust out laughing. She was like, yeah, you know, it ain't really hard for me. I really keep somebody to talk to. You know that, right? And it's just one of those things. Like, it's not hard. But, like, you know, he and I aren't sexually active, and, you know, that's going to take, you know, some time for me to even get comfortable with him in that manner. But he already understands, like, everything has to be covered, you know, for my sanity and so on and so forth. So I'm just trying to see if I really want to take it there with him, if I really like him in that manner to take it there. Because he's, like, so awesome in bomb.com, and he does a lot of stuff. Like, just don't ask for nothing. He comes, he does a lot of stuff, you know, at my house for me. You know, he's very talented with his hands, and So, you know, he's like already a very good friend and somebody that you're comfortable with. And you know, fellas, people understand, like women understand, when older dudes, like, and he is what, I'm 35, so he's like 51 or something like that. But see, older dudes understand.
Yes, we do.
He didn't come in, like, he avoids his attraction, but he didn't come around me like, I want to get it. No, I would be like, man, I need to get this done. Hey, I'll do it. Man, I got to put this together. Don't worry, I'll do it. And then, you know, he'll just be like, oh, okay, well, let me do this while I'm there. Never, ever had sex with this man. This man has done so much work in my house. If he knows how to do it, he'll do it. If he doesn't know how to do it, he'll say, I know somebody that can do it, and I can get them to give you a discount on getting this done. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
He's a cool friend. So it's never to that point. And so my other friend said, well, if you got knocked up by this bum, that's how she talks. So if you got knocked up by this bum, you know, why don't you just, you know, put your time into the bum? And I said, well, I mean, you just said it all. And she was like, I know, I just wanted to see what you're going to say. Like I'm not calling him a bum, but I don't know. My cutoff game is like, yeah, you know, if you know you don't want something, like, I think as people, we are so caught up in what other people have to say, and we are so caught up in how other people feel. Look, feel how you want to feel about me. Yes,
exactly.
I accidentally got knocked up by somebody that I know I shouldn't have been talking to from the get-go, but guess what? It happened. I'm okay, and he's okay, and, you know, moving right along.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's how it is, me. Moving right along. Like I thought that I was going to try to make it work with him because of the situation, but you know, like babies don't keep men, they damn sure don't keep women. So I'm not finna put myself in that situation just because. Like I have to see change in him, and I don't think that change is gonna come because he really seems like the same person that he was when I knew him, you know, years before. So no, I don't think the change is gonna come at all. So, you know, I'm okay with that.
Anytime soon. Yeah.
Right.
You accept reality and you move on. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have bigger fish to fry.
We just have a common denominator, you know? I mean,
yeah, you know, it happens. You know, it is what it is, you know. Not like you didn't try.
I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. Women are emotional creatures, but men are more emotional than we are. I'm starting to see that. Like, men are, like, they can fuck up, but listen, if you're not apologizing and you're not entertaining them, then they just really go left. And I just kind of be like, dude. Like, you don't understand. Like, I've lost so many friendships behind this baby. People that I wasn't having sex with anyone before he came along. So that's the thing that, like, riddles me blue. If I'm not dealing with anybody, if y'all would have stepped to me and said, you know, this is how I feel or whatever, if I was into you, then whatever. But if I wasn't into you, how can you have an attitude with me when I didn't even know that you liked me? Or how can you have an attitude with me and I knew that you liked me, but you didn't fight for it? Like, that's the part I don't get.
You mean you didn't feel the vibe? you can't read minds, girl?
No, unfortunately, I can't. And so people are so mad and people are talking to me and, you know, cussed out and, you know, I mean, man, you know, people be like, dude, I mean,
wow.
You know, I mean, it's crazy. If I posted some of the conversations that I have with people that are just extremely disgusted and mad, some people just sit and look at my messages and never respond now. Like, I'm
wow. Well, it shows their true colors, huh? They show their true colors, huh?
Right. Like, it's just a baby. Guess what? I won't have it in there forever. And when it comes out, guess what? I'm moving on. It's a baby. If you feel that way and you feel that strongly, what I suggest you do is stop acting weird and let me know how you feel. And then, guess what? Let's start from somewhere. But you can't be mad at me when I didn't know you liked me. Or you can't be mad at me if we never, ever dealt with each other. And you can't be mad at me if, you know, the vibe just wasn't there. Because if that was the case, I would have been with somebody. And I wasn't. I was chilling.
I was chilling
to myself before he came here. So, you know, and that's because that's what I wanted to be. I was hurt.
I mean, you know, I didn't act that way. I mean, did I wish it was our baby? Yes, but, you know, I didn't act that way.
You're so stupid.
I didn't act that way. I was surprised, like, wow, she's having another baby again. But I was, you know, in my mind, in my ego, I was like, wow, I wish it would have been mine. I wish it would have been our kid, our love child. But I was like, you know what? You know, I'm not her type anyway.
Y'all,
so
he is childish. He does not mean that. He is playing. And y'all know he played too damn much.
I love that. I'm glad I did. This is why I'm my favorite call.
But right, people feel that way. Like, yeah, I wish that. You know, I wish that would have been mine. Why that couldn't have been mine? It's like, dude, we wouldn't even sleeping together. Like, you know, why that couldn't have been mine?
You
in the streets.
So?
You know, why that could have been mine, dude? You are so okay.
Great.
Now I had a rule where I stopped dating celebrities, right? Because like the same situation. You're gonna. You know, with money comes women and pressure. And so it was this one that got in there. That's my little pooka to this day, even if you listen to the show. And he and I still talk right now. We talk, but he and his feelings. You know what I'm saying? And we wouldn't even deal with each other. But I think that he's in his feelings because of who I never told him who I was pregnant by, but I think, you know, he probably put 1 + 1 together and realized it. And, you know, I think for him, it'll be more of an ego stroke. Like, you hard on me, but then you go get pregnant from, you know, this thing. You know how men are. So, you know, it's one of those things that people don't even understand what I'm going through. Like, dude, I didn't even know you liked me. I'm sorry. I mean, like, what do you want me to say? I'm sorry.
You see me
undressing
you in your eyes?
Someone and I
Jesus Christ. God damn,
I'm sorry,
girl,
for moving
damn,
on
I'm
after you cheated on me. Like, I don't know what people want from me, you know, but if you wanted something from
everybody.
Me, I think you should have stepped
Face
to
up.
The plate, right? And if he's like, you definitely, how can he be mad? I did not move on too fast. I don't think I moved on fast. I understand, you know, the whole baby situation probably threw him left. I get that, but dude, you wholeheartedly cheated.
Yeah,
and then didn't
saying.
Want to give me, didn't want to talk about it. You didn't explain nothing. You didn't tell me nothing.
Yeah,
you
well,
just said, hey,
it's the ego.
I cheated. Deal with it.
It's the ego. I'm telling you, it's the ego.
Right.
And
so your ego's so big, since your ego's so big, it got you where it got you, and now you're not talking to me.
That's right.
And it's like,
that's right.
Yo, okay, they're cool to win on ice. It cooler with no eyes. Do you know how many nights?
Go ahead.
I'm sitting
yeah.
there like, you know, I mean, if my Hitachi ran off batteries, I probably would have went through a couple packs. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Like, I mean, I
even
was
the Energizer battery
Hitachi.
Couldn't help you. Dang, shit.
Like,
God,
my light
so
bill went
going
up
going.
From
shit.
This Hitachi. You know, you plugged the Hitachi in the wall. I know my light bill went up from the Hitachi. and so now I done sat here and put this thing on ice for however long, and then this man come along and change everything, and now everybody want to be mad. Man, listen, y'all got to cut it out.
It's the ego. Like I said, it's the ego.
It
should have been me, you know. Like I said, I had no chance. I'm all the way up here in New York City. And I don't know if you're into Puerto Rican men like that, even though we have a black background, but I digress.
right.
But, you know, main thing is I probably wasn't your type anyway. And, you know, we move on from that. And I had to, you know, let people know, no, it's not my baby. I know we've been doing this show now the last few months. No, it's not. So I want to put that rumor to bed.
You are so childish.
Because people want to think like, oh, well, what a coincidence. You start doing the show. You probably flew down there. No. I want to put that to bed. That's not the case. Would I have liked that to be the case?
Listen, my friends are like, okay, dude, so how did you go from the Hitachi as your bedmate to, you know, everybody like, dude, what is the world? I don't know.
Now, like I said, I'm being respectful. So whatever you say, you know, whatever, I respect. It's not like a spur of a moment, right? Like when he came by, right? Was it a spur of a moment, or you in the back of your mind had a feeling that it was going to happen? You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? As far as the sex part.
No, it was a spur of the moment.
That's what I figured.
It was more of a, this is the situation, and I'm like, man, just come on, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, regardless of what, like, yeah, I had started dating a totally different type of person, but I still want to make sure that the people that are close to me are okay. And I think it goes back to the saying that in life, we move on past certain things and certain people. And it's just because the blessings that you are receiving, that person didn't fit in your life. And so sometimes we have the habit of going back to grabbing people to bring them up into our life when, you know, we have progressed and, you know, they haven't yet. And that doesn't mean that they will never progress, but they just not where you are. And so sometimes you have to suffer punishment for going backwards when, you know, you have been pushed and directed one way. You know, that's just like, you know, Adam and Eve with the apple. So there's punishment for those things. And not that I feel like I have, you know, like I'm, not that I feel like, you know, oh, I don't want my child or XYZ, but I do feel like, you know, I'm being punished because I was supposed to continue to stay focused on what I was doing and how I was doing it. And I wasn't supposed to be looking back, you know? But I did. And so hopefully at some point, you know, this person will start to look forward, right? And that'll be something they have to do on their own and want to put themselves in a position to never fall off again, you know? All say we had it. But you look at a person's life like, okay, you had it, but why do you keep falling off? Or why do you not have it this time? Why do you not have it that time? You know, what happened this time? What happened that time? And if a person can't, if they're, all of their stories are lenient on what happened in somebody else's life that actually allowed them to have misfortune in their life, then that tells you that this person, you know, isn't standing on their own 2 feet, because what happens in somebody else's life should never dictate who you are and what goes on with you. So I think decisions that we make as people, you have to be around like-minded people to make like-minded decisions. You know, when I wanted to buy my house, it was like, okay, I was around my friend and I kept going to his house and, you know, he was having these conversations about owning a home and doing this and doing that. And guess what? That made me want to do what I needed to do. That made me want to have that same feeling. So, you know, your life forever changes. So if you put yourself around like-minded people that are doing things better than what you're doing, you're going to, you know, elevate yourself to that level. So hopefully, you know, I can elevate some people to want to do better. That you know, but it starts with them. They have to change their mindset, you know, and it has to be something that they want to do. Like, until I grew my dreads, right? You know, the thing was, okay, you know, your hair needs to be done, your nails need to be done, your toes need to be done, your eyebrows done, you know, lashes done, so on and so forth, right? Mm-hmm. And this is what you see everybody else doing. Well, guess what? You same thing that everybody else is attracting when you're following what everybody else is doing. Let me tell you something. When I went natural, and it, you know, it's a certain look that I'm going for with my dreads, and I'm almost there, but when I went natural, I started to attract a completely different type of man. Like, a completely different type of man. And it wasn't the man that want to see you, you know, with all this fake stuff on, you know. Yeah, get your toes done, baby. You know, get your eyebrows, you know, arched up, but them eyelashes, you know, I was dating somebody, you put some eyelashes on, he would take them off in my sleep. Like, you're not wearing that. Like, you look like a clown. You know, these are men that are fortunate in life, you know. And so, for some reason, like, I just haven't, I've dated very fortunate people. And they not with all of that. They don't want all of that extra, you know, weave all down your back. Now, that stuff is for, fake stuff is for fake people. Mm-hmm. And it just is what it is. You know, certain people just like the exotic look, exotic women, exotic this, exotic that. And, you know, those are people that, you know, will probably never grow mentally, or they would have to be hit before they grow mentally. I use the perfect example, DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled got all of this money, but he's been down with the same woman that been down with him. She look old as hell. She not a dime. She not all that. But guess what? She been down with him, and he's still been down with her. What I'm saying, that's just what it is. And guess what? He's bringing her wherever he's at, and it is what it is. It's no, you know, oh, I need to get a dime. Oh, I need to get me a baddie. You know, real men know where their priorities lie. Real men know what it is that they really want and need in life. Little boys, like I said, they want change. They want dimes. You know, grown men, they want bills. They want women that have achieved things in their life. And make
exactly.
things happen. And
Thank
that's
you.
Just how it goes.
That's me. That's right. Exactly. I'm all down for the all natural. I totally agree with that. You know?
Right.
So, you know, I mean, sometimes you don't have to overdo it with the makeup, and especially women of color. You don't need that. I think most women, you know, when I've seen them, they look much more beautiful going all natural. I really do. You know, you don't have to get all, all thought up like that, you know. But I understand certain, I guess, occasions or something for you to do that. That's understandable. But you know what I mean. Like, if you're chilling with me, you don't have to do all that. You see what I'm saying? That's me, though. That's me. You know, the other dudes, they like all that. You know, they all dudes that like the weaves and the extra eyelashes, makeup, all that shit. You know, it's like, come on. Yeah, I like, you know, because then you see the person, you know, without all that, you know, if they do, and you see them without the makeup and stuff, you see their true beauty, and that's the one you're really with, without all that makeup and stuff, because that's, you know, you're the one that's going to see that, but more than anybody else. So to me, I like a woman that doesn't go all out like that. Don't get me wrong, I don't down it. No, I'm not saying I down that. I'm just saying, like, sometimes being all natural is not a bad thing. That's what I'm saying. But, you know, because there's a lot of women that are very beautiful without makeup. They don't need it, really. They don't. But they still do it anyway. It's like, like I said, certain situations, I understand. You know what I'm saying? I understand. That's what I'm saying. But, yeah, but you're right about that. You know, I'm the same type of dude like that. You know, I prefer, you know, don't need the clown makeup. Exactly. Don't want you looking like the Joker? Come on, man. You need all that shit. But,
You're so childish. Talk about the Joker.
You don't need to be like, what's her name? I forgot her name. What's that character? God damn it, I forgot. You know what I'm talking about. Joker's girlfriend. Shit. Forgot her fucking name. And not everybody want to look like her for Halloween and shit. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, Suicide Squad.
No, why not?
But anyway, yeah, I know. Damn it. Now I got to look it up. what was a fucking name? God damn it. I hate when I do that because then it, you know. The fuck? Damn,
oh,
what's
wow.
your name? Okay, I got to look that up. But go ahead. Go ahead. Continue your talk. I'm going to find this shit because fuck that. Before the show ends, I'm being this bitch. Fuck that. Nah, I ain't fucking around. I ain't going to leave out any open like that. Oh, this motherfucker didn't even know the Joker's girlfriend. Forgot the Joker girlfriend's name. Damn.
Dude, I don't even know it.
Yeah, she always
You will attract.
Go ahead.
You will attract a different type of man, and guess what? You will not lose your edges. And if you worried about him liking you because you're natural, then guess what? You don't need to be with him. Period. Like that's crazy.
True.
You have to worry about somebody liking you or being with you, because of you being yourself. Man, I'd be so comfortable where I can just wake up and throw my hair out and do what I do. Like, man, listen, I'm Gucci.
Yeah, you Gucci.
I'm
not trying to
appease. I'm trying to appease myself. You know, I want to be happy myself. I want to be comfortable within myself.
Exactly.
And outside of that, nothing else matters. And I mean that. And so you get to a certain place when you're comfortable with the skin that you're in. And when you get to this place, you start to develop this self-love, right? And so I've always been a very confident woman, you know. But this self-love is very different because, you know, you love yourself, you're confident. But this self-love is like, what makes me happy? What makes me feel good? What makes me, you know, want to, you know, get up and go? And that can be where some women are like, I want to put on weave and makeup. And they can't leave their house without weave and makeup on.
I know,
so,
exactly. That's the problem.
You got some women that has to go and spend money on weave. Listen, let me tell you something. Before I go spend my light bill money and my gas bill money on some hair that is going to last me for a month to look good in somebody else's eyes, listen, honey, I will throw these dreads down in a heartbeat and shake them, because for me, I just feel like when you got to do all of that stuff to look good and fit in, you're appeasing everybody else. You're not appeasing yourself. And that's why so many women are going natural these days that it's crazy. And they're so beautiful. And it's like we have just been taught that being natural and being who you really are isn't what's beautiful. And that's just not the truth. You know, all this color, this, that, and the other. My tips of my dreads are dyed. But it's not like blonde or nothing like that, you know? And I'm cool and I'm content, and I like the type of man that I attract. Even now with this little baby bump in front of me, you know, the doctor said I started showing early because I had just had a baby and I have a 3-year-old. But my cousins and my family is taunting me saying I'm showing early because I'm having a girl. So with girls, you show early, but whatever. Even with my baby bump, I can go somewhere and they're like, oh, my God, you beautiful. You know, I mean, I have men on a daily basis that still try to talk to me on a daily basis.
Is that the something you put out on your tweet or something? You talked about some dude that was into pregnant women or something?
Well, yeah, it was him. Than the one before him. The guy that guy, he like came up and he was like, oh my God, you are so beautiful. I was looking for prenatal vitamins because, of course, like my energy level is freaking depleted. And I was back in the office and it was just more stressful. And the stress adding on to me already, you know, not having energy was crazy. And so I was looking for some prenatal vitamins that weren't as bad as the ones they give you at the doctor, because the ones they give you at the doctor are huge and they keep you woke, but then you're nauseated as hell, you know, whatever. So I'm in a store and he goes, you are so beautiful. And I, you know, I'm like, okay, thank you very much. And he was handsome. He wasn't ugly. But, like, he just creepy. He was like, you are so...
Please talk
now,
about
I got on this, like, one piece.
Yeah.
I got this... I got this one piece on with this shirt, had a shirt on under it, and then it had like like a jumper, but you know I had one side up and the other side was down. And so he was like, "Oh my God, you are so beautiful," and he had the most serious face that the law could allow. It's like, "You are so beautiful, and I love your natural look, and you're looking for vitamins. I want to feed you. Please just let me take care of you. Let me rub your feet. Let me be that one. I love pregnant women." And you know, I looked down and the first thing came to my head was like, okay, I could really just be fat, you know, right now. I'm still, you know, at that break where I could be fat or pregnant, you know, especially with the way my hips are. So I looked down and then I said, how do you know I'm pregnant? And he's like, oh, he's like, you're not pregnant? And I was like, yeah. He was like, well, I mean, I figured that because of the vitamins that you're looking at. And, you know, I see a little hump in front of you. And he was like, I love to feed you each and every single day and rub your feet. And I was like, okay. And he's like, I just absolutely love pregnant women. And I was like, okay. Well, yeah, no, I'm going to have to decline. And so, okay. Well, you know, I salute, you know, your child's father for being there. I said, no, he's not there, but I still would decline. And he goes, okay, why? And I said, well, it seems a little creepy. You know, if you didn't give me the whole spiel, then maybe I would have exchanged phone numbers. But that, what you just said, was very creepy to me. So I'm going to have to leave this where it's at. And I walked out because, I mean, it's like, you know, like, you never know what being people mind. And
Word. So,
yeah, no, that's just a little too creepy. And the way he was looking at me, he was so serious. And I was like, you know, what are you going to try to do to me? Like,
and then
the nasty, like, ugh, like thinking that, okay, well, I'm going to have sex with you and you're going to get to feel some, you know, pregnant, you know, stuff. No, you're not going to do that either. Like, you know, I don't know. It was just creepy. And then so, like, the day before that, this guy, he was trying to talk to me. And so I know him. Like, we know each other.
Oh, okay.
We were running in the same circle. And so I'm thinking it was the whole pregnant pussy thing. But, you know, he was like, man, let me take you on a date. Now, here's the thing. I've seen a picture of his penis, and it literally hangs to his knee. Like, I swear to God. And I was like, dude, that should be, like, and he's, like, really skinny. So, and he's an older gentleman. He's, like, 55 or something like that, 57. He's, like, old. But, you know, he's, like, old and he's skinny, and he has this really huge penis. And I'm like, where is this man from? Africa? Like, straight, like, you're not American. You are not American. Like, there's no way. And so, because we were talking, and the girl was passing this picture around, and she was like, you know, she's like, man, I had it, and, you know, it's amazing, but it hurts so bad. And so the other girl was like, oh, you know, I want a big penis. And then she was like, well, I'm going to try it. So, she, you know, if y'all don't know it or not, women putting women on other men, sometimes you ain't really getting over and bagging two friends or bagging two women that know. Sometimes they done sicked each other on you. So, you know, she sicked the other girl on her. So next time we was chilling, she was like, man, I went and got that thing. That thing is too big, man. And he be trying to kill you. Oh, my God. Right? So, you know, the other girl was like, well, shit, it's like that. I'm going to try. You know, women. So I was like, they was like, you going to try it? I was like, no, I'll pass. You know, but he was like, man, let me take you out to dinner. And I was like, just looking at him. And I'm like, I'm not really hungry. So he's like, we don't have to go right now. Just, you know, let me take it. I was like, no, I'll pass. I'm okay, friend. Throw that friend in there, and that's basically throwing them back into the friend zone. Like, You kind of have to throw that friend in there at the beginning of the end and, like, let them know, like, look, I see you as a friend. There's no way in hell I'll deal with him. And even though, like when you're pregnant, when you're pregnant, like, you know, you have, no, hell no. Like, you would literally poke the bag. Like, you know, that's just no way.
The water would break.
There's no way with that thing you got. Like, it had a face on it. Like, Jesus Christ, it was like a whole nother person. And I'm not exaggerating. Shit, I did porn. So if I'm like, hell to it all, you've got to know. It was ridiculous. It was scary. So, yeah, I mean, it's funny. But, I mean, to this day, people try to talk to me, and, you know, that's just, like, what it is. You know, no matter how you – the moral is, like, no matter what it is that you're doing, what phase you are in your life, somebody's going to always like you. Odds are, if the person that like you – the person that you like don't like you is not the person for you. Like, easier said than that. And the person that like you that you don't like, guess what? That's probably the person that you should be with. But, you know, our life isn't set up like that. And, you know, it's kind of hard. So especially when we're looking for something and we're in a place that we need to, you know, that we're trying to get to, or we're still doing self-discovery, or, you know, whatever the case may be. These people that live these relationships that seem to be happy all the time, you never know what these people are going through. Jennifer Hudson just cheated on her husband of 10 years. Come on. You never know what these people are going through. So
now,
stop trying to
you.
Set your expectations on everybody else.
Yeah. The new Miss Lovely, like, I have to ask you this, because I thought this about, you know how I think, even though we don't really talk off the air too much, or we have a man person, you kind of know where I come from personality-wise. When I saw that, and basically she's been cheating like this for a while, my first thought of the reason why is maybe he ain't good in bed. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I didn't see the part that she had been cheating like that for a while. I just seen that she had cheated with the gospel producer.
Yeah, it seemed like he's a good guy. He's there for the kid. I mean, from what I read, you know, like we said, we don't know, you know what I mean? Like, no, even if it's put out there, we don't know everything, to be fair. But from what I read, going by that, I'm like, well, maybe he's just, you know, maybe he just don't do it.
Okay.
You know what I'm trying to say? That was my first instinct.
J-Hud was a chubby girl. She was a
chubby
girl for some time. And she lost that weight, and she didn't have it all for so long, and now she's fine, and she can sing.
Yes.
And
yeah, I like her.
I seen her doing an award show, and her camel toe was showing. And I was like, okay, J-Hud. But I seen the little body, you know what I'm saying,
she
come out of her
there.
When I seen her do this award show a few years back, and she had a camel toe.
Okay.
And so let me tell you something. Here's the thing. When there is not open-mindedness in a relationship, a person, and they're not happy, they're going to go find happiness. He is probably not good in bed. The guy that she slept with looked like he a thug, but he just produced gospel music. So he probably putting it down way better. You know, and then the type of song that he produced. I love God. You love God. You know, you love God. You know what? That's all. You know, kind of got a little hood to it. So he probably done just broke her back, and you know she didn't know what to do with it. You know, she got tired of that. You know,
she's
you want great popcorn, honey. You know, and you know he didn't broke her in, and that's just what
you know
it is.
I mean?
So that's why openness.
That's what I think.
Cheating should never be a problem. And here's the thing. That's when cheating is a problem, there's no understanding in my book, because I'm very open-minded. And so, you know, you still don't get the fact that I'm open-minded and you should not have to cheat, then you just don't need to be up under me. Period.com. So if you're open with your mate, that there shouldn't be, you know.
Yeah.
But, of course, they were into gospel and –
yeah.
Christian and
all that, you know. I think from what I get, now this is my instincts telling me, my common sense, I don't think she never really talked to him about this. You know, as far as like, you know what, our relationship is kinda blah blah blah, you know what I mean? And she just did what she did, you know what I mean? That's what I think. Like, she never really communicated.
This husband was there with her when she lost her whole family. You know, her
brother-in-law. Yes, that horrible. Yes,
killed,
yes, that was horrible.
Yeah, her
yes.
mother, her
yes,
sister,
horrible.
And the nephew. So,
horrible.
You know, like, this guy was there. It's a certain type
that
of
she,
loyalty
that
she
yeah,
has
kind of,
for
that's
him.
Where it's fucked up,
because,
you know,
you know,
you know
he was there.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
by default, though. So maybe she wanted to leave, but she felt like, okay, he was loyal
yeah.
and,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
yada, yada. Like,
yeah.
he tell the
yeah,
story
true.
When he found, when he approached her about sleeping with him, she kicked him
yeah.
out of the house. Okay, how did you find out about sleeping, about her sleeping with him? That's the thing. Like it's
yeah,
not just that she was sleeping with him.
Do?
No, what were you,
you
doing
mean?
To find
yes.
this out?
Exactly.
You know what I'm
true.
Saying? And
true,
what
true.
Were you doing to push her to somebody else? Like,
and
you
what?
Know, he could have been using
true.
That as a play. Like, they've been engaged for forever, and she never
that's
married
another.
Him. You know,
that's
so you kind of gotta think of, yeah, you gotta think of think like
married.
She seen something. Yeah, she no, they never got married. She seen something
yeah.
in him
she just kept
that
she
never
yeah, exactly.
married him.
Exactly. You
and
know
she
the key?
Just you know drug it out.
That's when I saw her, because I never saw the interview, but she was on Ellen DeGeneres where I read the article. And she was asked, well, how come you're not married yet? Oh, there's no rush. Right there, that's a red flag. No woman
right.
that's been in a relationship like that had have a kid with is going to say that unless there's something wrong. You see what I'm saying? Like, no. See, I see
right.
guys say that shit. Now, that's a man thing. Like, oh, I see you know what he's doing. But when a woman do that, you go, whoa, okay, there's something going on here. You know, there really is something going on because no woman ain't going to say that.
Right.
They won't want the ring. They want the ring on their finger. They want, you know what I'm saying? They want to be married to this guy. And especially if the guy, you know, he's been there, this, that, and the third. So right there, what's the problem? You see?
Well, okay, so he's a regular guy. He did some reality show crap, but,
yes.
you know,
yes.
from that, you know, he had a job. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you never know. He could have had an issue holding
yeah.
down a job. You know, it
maybe.
Could have been like she didn't
ego.
Like his ambition. And the thing is the reason she stayed
true.
Is because of the loyalty that she has
sure.
for him for being there for her when she lost her entire family.
That's
he could have held on to that too long and thought, okay, she's not going to leave me, you know, because
mm-hmm.
of X, Y, and Z. But when
yeah,
she didn't marry
did.
You,
mm-hmm.
you should have, there's red flags to that.
Right there.
You can't
big
drag
time.
Her
red
because
flag.
Guess what? She never married you. And the good thing is
yeah.
that she never married you. So now you can't divorce her and she not paying you and all of that stuff. Maybe
yeah.
this is just
yeah.
what need to happen.
Yeah, in a
know?
Way, I know it sounds kind of weird saying this, but in a way it was a blessing, in a way.
Right,
because you know
now she get to get her backbone out, you know, the right way, and it is what it is. She ain't got to go,
exactly.
she ain't gotta go
exactly.
through all of that stuff like, all right, you know what, it ran its course, it's okay. You know, some people take stuff and throw it up in your face. You know, when you ain't have nothing, I was there. When this didn't happen, yeah. I was there. So, like, don't let nobody, the moral of the story is, don't let anybody dictate how you move forward. You know, somebody said something to me. He said, when somebody do something to you, you don't do anything back. That shows that you love them. But when you react back to the shit that they do, that means that you don't love them. So at that
yeah.
moment, that let me say that you've been dealing with a bunch of tired assholes because I'm an Aquarius. And, bitch, you ain't going to fuck with me and I don't fuck with you back. That's just not going to happen. I don't care how much I love you. But what I want to tell everybody is be on the lookout for the next book. I'll be dropping the book cover within the next, I want to say, 4 weeks. So the book cover and the name and everything else will be out. I cannot wait for you guys to see this. Make sure you check out all the updates on the website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's TheNewMissLovelyBlack.com. This book will also be a self-published book as of my other 3 books. And we will see you the same time, the same place, next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this podcast. Tell a friend, tell another friend, tell another friend. Everybody listen in. Thank you for the support. Thank you to my people in Guyana, in Canada, in the United States, in a couple more places. You know, we got a couple countries that listen in. I appreciate the love. Mwah, mwah, mwah. To reach out to me, follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. Follow me on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one. Thank you, guys. See you next Sunday.
Peace, ladies and tomatoes.